Are you listening to CITR? You are listening to CITR 101. Let's try this again. Okay. You are listening to CITR 101.9 F.
Yeah. was yours, but I'm not. Now I'm ready to start. If I was scared, I would. And if I was pure, you know I would. And if I was yours, but I'm not.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and I'm just checking my mic here. Can't really hear anything, but that seems to be okay. I can see that my voice is coming through someplace. All right, monitors. So much better. Wow, I can hear myself. Okay, good. Life is all good again. All right, anyways, my name, as I told you, is Anita B. Sam Squanch's Hideaway is where we're at on the campus of UBC, and I just played a song from 2010, so from a while back. It's a classic. You can't go wrong with Arcade Fire. Those guys are out of Montreal. Many of them are from Texas, there we go. The name of the album is The Suburbs. And I can kind of breathe. I'm stoked. That's a new thing. But I'm going to tell you that we kicked the show off with a band out of Illinois called Junebug, in all caps. We heard the single. It's called Something's Off. And it just was released, I don't know, days ago? Yes. Now, I was trying to do some research on this band, Junebug. And I found them on Spotify, and all I could find in their bio is that they're from Illinois. Or at least it says IL in caps. So, of course, that's the name of, or that's the abbreviation for the state of Illinois, but that's all I can find. I don't know. There's some band out of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, with the same name, but they look like all dudes, and Junebug is not. So, I don't know. Anyways, yes. 6:41 it is. It's been like 4 weeks since I've been here. A couple weeks ago. Well, actually, we just all got back from the Christmas break. I spent 6 days in Windsor at my parents' place with my kids, my two kids. And my sister was in town. So that was good. We did some fun things. You know, we went to a Red Wings game. They played Toronto. They lost. What else did we do? We went to the DIA. If you've never been to Detroit, I think perhaps the most maybe central place or event or thing you can do is to go to the Detroit Institute of Arts. It's like world class. It's unbeatable as far as I'm concerned. And it's right in the heart of the city, right downtown. Gorgeous, gorgeous architecture. So many artists with permanent collections, especially I always start with the Egyptian collection. Oh, wow. The Egyptians with their huge focus on the afterlife. And basically they spend their lives, they spent past tense, their lives prepping for death and the new life that they'll have, you know? After they're mummified and in their pyramids, etc. It's really crazy and beautiful. Yes. And then, I went to Red Mountain. I saw my friend Jenna, who now lives there with her lovely boyfriend Colby. We hung out. I skied for 2 days. Drove. Never have done the Crow's Nest Pass Highway 3 in the winter. I did it like years ago once with my ex in the summer. Luckily, the road was good going there, and that was fine. Skiing was fun. Had a great time. Never done Red before, and it exceeded all expectations. And I did expect a lot. That was the number one resort on my bucket list, and it was awesome. It surpassed everything. The snow was just as killer as you could ever imagine champagne powder to be. The first time I'd seen champagne powder, experienced it, was in Kelowna, just outside of Kelowna at Big White. And that was last spring, maybe February, March, something like that. I went with my friend Nina. And I was like, what is this substance? This is like fabulous. You know, as somebody who's been skiing on the West Coast in what some people like to refer to as West Coast concrete, I was like, wow, this is magical. And Red is on the powder highway. So it's got all of that and more. And so that was great. Let's fast forward to the end of my trip. Driving 7 hours back on Saturday. And I'm doing okay. I'm alone. The roads, they're a little bit gnarly, but I managed to make it. And again, if you don't know what that stretch of road, that entire long way, especially between Princeton and Vancouver, well, Princeton and Hope, it is gnarly is the only way I can describe it. You're just going around bends and slow and curves and single lane, and you're on the edge of, you know, cliffs and whatever. Anyways, it's exhausting. But I make it to almost the Portman Bridge. So I'm going down the number one. And so my car is at this point making some weird noise from the right rear wheel. And I'm like, I don't know. I turn the radio off. I turn my satellite radio off. And I'm like, something seems a little fishy. So anyways, fast forward the next few minutes for me to discover my car is now like, speaking of fishy, it's fishtailing. It's like out of control. Like it feels like the right wheel is going to fall off. And it's shimmying back like left and right. And I'm now absolutely terrified because it's, I don't know, let's say 7 o'clock at night, six, something like that. It was dark and the traffic was heavy for a Saturday night and it was pouring rain. Long story short is I managed to pull over to the side right before I hit the bridge. I don't know how. I go across, like I was in the middle lane of like, who knows, like three or four lanes. And then, anyways, I'm like, well, maybe I'll try to limp over the bridge. So I've got, you know, my right flashers on. Not my right flashers. I've got my, you know, emergency flashers on. I'm in the right lane going over the bridge slow and I'm panicking. I get off at the first exit, which is Coquitlam. I managed to stop right before I hit United Boulevard. And took a couple hours. CAA came to pick my car up and it was discovered. I just got it back from the shop. That I almost lost that right rear wheel. The mechanic was shocked that it didn't fall off. He's like, I don't know how you made it that far. It was the wheel bearing. And it wasn't just the right rear wheel, I was told. It was also the left. And I've since got my car back $1,200 later. But it was really, really, really traumatic. And to this moment, I'm still very grateful that I didn't die and I didn't take out like 18 other cars, because I almost actually hit, as I was on the bridge, like the concrete barricade to the right, almost went into another lane on the left. It was if people saw me, it probably looked like I was drunk. And I mean I don't drink and drive, but anyways, I lived. That's the end of the story. I lived. And it's moments like that that make you realize life is so tentative, you know? It can end just like that. Okay, that's my deep thought of surviving. Oh, I should play some Survivor. Is that their song, Eye of the Tiger? Okay, anyways, what do we got here? Junebug we played, we listened to, Arcade Fire. Let's move into some more music. I've got some new music coming up. Also, I survived a head cold. I was so sick going to Rosslyn. That is where Red Mountain is, on the way there, and I thought I was going to die, but I didn't. And now it's like the very end of this head cold. I'm a little stuffed up, but I'm alive. I'm all alive, not mostly alive. But okay, let me go. What did I say? We've got two bands under our belt here. Let's continue. My show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. Thanks for listening to my story. What do we have now? I've got Franz Ferdinand. That's what I've got. Or, as I usually prefer to say it, Franz Ferdinand. But who knows? These guys are Scottish, if you don't know. We're going to hear something from their upcoming album. It is going to be released in 1 day, 2 hours, and 11 minutes, if you want to be precise. That would be January 10th. There's a preview, a sneak track released. It's called Audacious. We're going to listen to that right now. The Human Fear is what we're going to be listening to right now. That's the name of the album we've got Audacious off of. And these guys have been around since 2002. And I'm going to stop talking and let's start rocking. Did I just say that? I did. Okay, here we go. This here on CITR is Franz Ferdinand. So new, it's not even released yet, with a song Audacious.
Here we go with riff one.
Did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone and unreeling in the seeming, the stitching gone? So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. I could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run. Freeze or run, but don't stop feeling audacious. There's no one to save us, so just carry on. Tree with exasperated feelings and hey ho, you don't know. Is it a joke? No, I said no. I'm serious, more serious than I've ever been. I've ever been. So don't stop feeling audacious. There's no one to save us, so just carry on. Carry on when hey there, it's there. Waiting just in there, ready any time to come along. Save us, forget anything.
know. I keep a box of your old letters in a drawer and out of view. When you think that I'm not watching, I can see a bleakness in your smile. I know all the depths you've gone to lift the sorrow from your eyes. Was it worth your while? Are you
That right there is First Aid Kit. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Those guys are from Sweden. There are two. They're sisters. And you can find that song off the album My Life in Subtitles. First Aid Kit. It came out, that song, just over 2 years ago. That album, I mean. And then we heard something from the... Oh, wait a second. That's not right. The name of that album is not... hold on a second here, is not what I just said. That was from the band previously, that First Aid Kit. All right, before that, we heard something from the album My Life in Subtitles from the band Carpool. That's who that was. Those guys are from upstate New York, Rochester, New York. We heard the song Can We Just Get High? Those guys are pretty awesome. I really like that song. And then we kicked that whole set off with something new from Franz Ferdinand. All right, it is 6:59. Ooh. Let's check out some weather. What do you say? I say we should. Weather Vancouver. Ah. Okay, let's see, folks. By the way, I just did book a trip to Big Sky, Montana. I'm stoked. I'm beyond stoked. It looks like I'm going with some friends. And, I hope I'm going with some friends. They tell me they're coming with me. But anyways, the accommodations have been booked and it's happening. So like, you know, you get that vibe or that confirmation that like it's actually going to be happening. So I've got something to look forward to, you know, aside from an assortment of like Whistler weekends to keep my ski boots busy. But anyways, let's find out what's happening here. The Weather Network. Let's find out currently in Vancouver. What's happening weather? It is 3 degrees. It's actually fairly chilly, because Vancouver is fairly mild. So it's currently 3 degrees. And what do we have for our forecast? Today is Wednesday. So overnight, it looks like the low is going, well, it looks like the overnight low is 2. So we only have one more degree before we hit our low. And then tomorrow, Thursday, we've got, looks like a mix of sun and clouds, high of 7. And Friday, 100% chance of precipitation. So it looks like it's going to be raining Friday with a high of 7. Then we hit the weekend. It looks like it's going to be mostly precipitation less. So Saturday, Sunday are highs of 6 with a low percentage of precipitation. That's good. Okay, unless you're up in the mountains. And then if you get the precipitation and if it's cold enough, you get snow. Of course. It's called science. All right. What do we got now? Ooh, we got this band I just discovered. They're out of Montreal. I'm kind of stoked about these guys. Even though I'm not a French speaker nor a French understander at all. these guys are called Wizard. W-I-Z-A-A-R-D. Wizard. And they just happen to be French. So their songs are in French. They're described as being, you know, what does it say, like psychedelic, whatever. And they are. They're kind of trippy. They're a little bit weird, but I like them. I'm just going to read what it says right here on their Bandcamp site. Le groupe Montréalais Wizard est un duo pop rock psychedelique. Constitue. Okay, I know I'm just butchering that. I'm going to stop for your sake. That's so we're not going to hear any English in this song, but that's okay. The song's good. So let's take a look or take a listen. This is off their album. What did I say? Pecci, P-E-C-I or Pessy? I'm not sure. It's brand new and we're going to hear the song Monde 2 or Monde 2. I don't know. Okay, here we go. This is Wizard on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is a local band, Dead Ghosts. Love those guys. They're so good. If you've never seen them live, you need to. They put on a great show. We heard the song Jimmy's Haze from their album release last year, Hippie Flippin'. Can y'all believe it's like 2025 already? Because, like, I don't know. I don't know if I can. I'm trying. I still kind of feel it's like 2015, but that's how old I am. All right, what did I say? Dead Ghosts? That's them. All right, before that, we heard something. Oh, speaking of 2015, that was weird that I said that. We heard something from 10 years ago, 2015. Screaming Females off the album Rose Mountain with the song Ripe. And then we started that set off with La Francophone Band. I don't know. I can't speak French. The Quebecois band Wizard with the song Monday 2 from their album PECI in all caps. That was a fun little tune. I like those guys. It is 7:14. I'm here until 8. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. What can I tell you? I can just say that it's already, what? Holy, how did that happen? January 8th. I've just been so busy. I really have. Working my two jobs, doing my thing, trying to be a mom, skiing, you know, doesn't end. That's fine. I'll take it. My life's okay. I can't complain. It's just busy. So yeah, all of a sudden it's like, wow, New Year's Day was a week ago. That was the day I was driving into the deep interior, into the Kootenays, yes. Okay, let's move on. That, as I mentioned, was Dead Ghosts. Now let's move into another band with death in their name, with a morbid name, The Death Set. These guys are out of Australia. We're going to be going back to the year 2008. And what can I tell you about those guys? Just that they're Australian. The name of the song we're going to be listening to right now is Negative Thinking. And you can find that on their album, Rad Warehouses to Bad Neighborhoods. That's what we got. That's what's happening right now, folks. Am I all set up? I don't know. Oh, also, we're going to hear something from this band, Pluie. That's what we got. Is this one coming up next? Yeah, so I've got a new song for us as well from this band out of San Jose. So I've just discovered these dudes, but let's make sure I've got the right song going. What is this? What did I say this one was? Something about death. Ah, The Death Set. That's right. Here we go. This is the band The Death Set on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm not trying to be unfair, it's just that
negative thinking
can ruin your life.
Negative
thinking,
negative
thinking,
negative
thinking.
If I found cynicism, I'd rather wipe it off as you tell me fuck that. I feel better knowing that I decided not to. When you're looking back, you're moving into that right. Did you notice that? And I feel better knowing that I decided not to. And honey, sorry, I don't want to be like that. Yeah.
morning we'll have a bunk bed by the bed. You'll line my mattress with nails, 1-4 every time something psycho came out of your mouth. Your cavern eyes are praying, your scarlet lips half saying a sales pitch for the circus in your mind. Young lady, you're scary. Your shrine dedicated to the prince of the last of your nine lives. She went in the darkest corner all night until I closed up shop. I turned out the lights. Then she begged for me to drive her home. I thought about the Kensington Stranglers. I was about to say no. I said, no need, get out, take your purse. Young lady, you're scared.
Times.
All right, kids, that right there is a band out of San Jose, California. They're called Pluie, P-L-U-I-E. I don't know much more about them. I found them also on Spotify. There's not much information, but they look young from their photo. The song we heard is Scratch. It is a single. Then we heard something from Ron Gallo. Ron Gallo, I love that song. It's Young Lady, You're Scaring Me. The video is pretty good too. And that was released on the 2017 album Heavy Meta in all caps. Now he is Ron Gallo, born in Jersey, raised in Philly, so he's from that part of America, of the States. And I guess that's all we heard. I thought we heard three songs. All right, we're gonna be moving into some new stuff though, which is awesome. I love Soccer Mommy. She is such a good artist. Soccer Mommy just happens to be Sophia Regina Allison. She's out of Nashville, Tennessee. She's quite young considering how much she's accomplished. She was born in 1997, and her album was like back in, I'm going to say like 2017. What was that album called? 2018, maybe? Clean. That's right, Clean. What a great album. Released on Fat Possum Records. We're going to hear something off her new album. It's called Evergreen. It was just released in late October of this past year, like last, 2024. And I think you're going to enjoy it. I know I sure do. So let's make sure I've got this going. What did I say? Where were you playing? Soccer Mommy. Soccer Mommy. Anyways, my name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here for another 34 or so minutes. And what did I say the song were? I think it's called Drive. What did I say? Soccer Mommy. Driver. That's what we got here. Driver. That's a great tune. I don't know what else to tell you except that stay tuned because more goodness is on its way. And let's make sure we're set up here. All right. This here is Soccer Mommy on CITR.
Patience for solitude. We agree they're there. They're there. Alive and shorn.
People too.
weird just happened. My song just cut out. I did not even touch anything. Okay, well, let me tell you guys what we were just listening to. That was such a beautiful song. It's such from such a great band who I'm positive is no longer around. From 2011, from the Vancouver band. Ooh, gotta make sure I get mark them as local. That is Chains of Love with He's Leaving With Me from their album Strange Gray Days. Before that, we heard something newish released last year by Wand on their album Vertigo. We heard the song Smile, and I just happened to have seen Wand. Excuse me, I just ate the mic here. I just happened to have seen Wand live last fall, this past fall, and they were awesome. They were so good. Those guys are from California, I think SoCal. Yes. And then Unicorns in there before that from a very long time ago. I'm going to say 2004. We heard Who Will Cut Our Hair When... I don't know. I have to look in this window here. Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone? And you can find... Oh, no, that's in the album. You can find it, the song, I Was Born a Unicorn, on that album. Phew, lots of talking there. And then Soccer Mommy with a new song off the album Evergreen, Driver. It is 7:44. It is. And fun fact, Unicorns, those guys are Canadian. They're out of Montreal. And I was in a band back in the day, and we played with them in 2004. My band, by the way, Clover Honey, in case anybody cares. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. We played with them at, I do believe, the very first, like the inaugural Victory Square block party in sort of the downtown east side. And it was fun. It was us and a whole bunch of other fun bands. And I think it was like 2 days. And Unicorns were one of like the headliners. Definitely. They were like one of the acts that drew people. Yeah, that's my story about Unicorns. Okay, now that song just cut out and I just instantly ran over to fix it. And my next song, it looks like, is gone, I think. So let's see, what do I have coming up? What do I have coming up? Let's hear something from, as I'm very quickly freestyling it here. What do we got? What do we have? Oh, okay, Archers of Loaf, right? I like to talk about these guys as in like, when in doubt, this is the band that you will always be happy. In fact, I've been on an Archers kick for the past sort of like half a year, and boom, Web in Front. Let's do it. So happy. We're going to hear this off there. I think it was their debut album, Icky Metal, I-C-K-Y-M-E-T-T-L-E, from 1993. Oh my God. These guys were one of the bands that just sort of shaped who I was as a huge indie rocker, like in the 90s to still now, to like forming bands, to playing music, blah, blah, blah. These guys are out of North Carolina. You cannot go wrong with them. This is Archers of Loaf here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I think. Here we go.
Stuck a pin in your backbone. Spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down. But thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it up on the radio. Sample Joe Rush from a faucet I know. I got a magnet in my head, a magnet in my head. Extra thick, extra long, the way
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is kind of musical perfection. That is Father John Misty with the song Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It's about a real cemetery. Sorry, Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. And it's a cemetery in, I think, SoCal, somewhere around LA. And the whole premise of the song is about some girl who likes to have sex in the cemetery with apparently Father John Misty. He's dealing with it. And wait a second. Is that the name of the song or is that the name of the album? I think the name of the song, I've confused them. It's off of Fear Fun. Let me make sure I'm not crazy. Fear Fun, Father John Misty. Yes, that is the name of the album. Let me go fix that in my playlist here, my play sheet. Hollywood Forever Sings is the name of the song. Fear Fun is the album. Boom. That's that. Okay, before that is, of course, we heard Archers of Loaf and Chains of Love, the Vancouver local band from 2011 with their song He's Leaving With Me. It is 7:53. We have just enough time to hear one more, and we're going to go to Panda Bear Sonic Boom with a excellent song. I love this tune. It's called Edge of the Edge. Yes, I think I have that correct. Edge of the Edge. Great, great tune. And I shall be back, me, Anita B, in like 2 weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My show is bi-weekly. And the focus, if you haven't listened, if you just tuned in, is kind of just whatever I want. It used to be a Canadian show years ago, henceforth the Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is a reference to the Nova Scotia TV show Trailer Park Boys. But, you know, why change it? It's a great name for a show, I think. All right, let's move on. This here is, I think I've got it ready to go, Edge of the Edge. This is Panda Bear, Sonic Boom, here on CITR 101.9. FM, I think we're good. Vancouver, yes. It's been a slice, guys. Have yourselves a good couple of weeks. And maybe I'll see you out in the slopes. And let's hope it snows. Let's pray for snow.
You took it out, but you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back again. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One piece to break the fall. One way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Has a hidden rock. Took a taste and then you spit it back. Consequences of the inside track. Bad time and you're running it all back. One piece to break the fall. One wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. You can put it back. You took it out, but you can't put it back. You feel it stinging and you wanna scratch. You found the box and you're looking for the match. One piece
One wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Has a hidden rod. Took a taste and then you spit it back up. You threw the rock just to watch it splash. Sick as a dog and you're digging through the trash. One taste to break the fall. One wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're bargaining for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of the edge of the edge of the edge.
This is Scott from the Evan Williams Project, and you are listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.